Marcia Savage, features editor with Information Security Magazine. I sat down recently with Patrick Peterson, Cisco Fellow and Chief Security Researcher, to get an overview of the 2008 Cisco Annual Security Report. Peterson talks about the increasing sophistication of cyber criminals and what enterprises need to focus on next year. Well, Patrick, can you talk about some of the highlights from the security report that's going to be released next week?
Sure, absolutely. One of the highlights that we see is the amount of criminal sophistication and specialization. So in a lot of cases, it's the same guys doing the same things we've been battling with for years, but this year we've really seen them come into their own. We've seen a streak of capitalism to maximize their profits and an ability for them to work together in ways which are truly mind-boggling. One example of this that we highlight in the security report is breaking CAPTCHAs for reputation hijacking. It turns out that if you can create an account at a Yahoo or Gmail or Hotmail and then use that to send your mail from your botnet, you can actually get a lot more of it delivered. And so that's exactly what the criminals are doing, is they're still trying to infect my mom and your mom's computers and use them to send spam. But as much, they're actually trying to infect the computers and have them create lots of accounts and lots of intermediary servers, and have the intermediary servers, which are legitimate servers, actually send the spam. But of course, our free webmail providers are not, you know, lying down and taking this. They're putting in lots of security measures like CAPTCHAs, the completely automated Turing test to tell, are you a human or are you a computer? What have the criminals done? Well, they're trying to break the CAPTCHAs automatically, but in an even more sophisticated way, there's businesses that have just sprung up in India and China that have manual CAPTCHA breaking. There's a barracks, and I don't know, 20 or 30 or 100 Indians or Chinese people show up every morning, and they sit their computers all day long typing in the characters in those little boxes so that there can be more and more accounts which seem to be legitimate, but are really controlled by the criminals.
What are they doing with these spam networks? Are there a lot of malware attacks behind them?
So they will send spam. The garden variety, adults, you know, pharma stuff. They'll do phishing attacks. So they'll do some targeted phishing attacks, maybe to get university students' credentials, maybe to get a small credit union bank account information. And then they'll also do the malware. In some cases, they do kind of a double whammy, where they'll go and they'll create some shared hosting account, you know, a Google Apps or a GeoCities or a Windows Live, and with this account, they'll host a bunch of malware. And then they'll go create a bunch of accounts in another free webmail provider, and then they'll send a spam with a link to the Google or Hotmail or Yahoo site. And in both cases, you think, hey, this is coming from, you know, a legitimate provider, and it's got a link back to a legitimate provider, because the criminals are actually trying to steal the reputations of those legitimate providers.
What are some of the other major trends you saw this past year?
I think one of the other major trends is vulnerabilities. And in particular, vulnerabilities that are part of the web browser ecosystem. And so there's a huge push right now for rich web content. I want to do my mashups, I want to do my maps, I want to do video. All these things are played on the web. What that means is that the software developers are building this functionality as fast as they can. And what the security report shows is it's not always being done very securely. When I'm out there on the web, I'm actually using my Firefox, my Internet Explorer, my Safari, and my Adobe, and my Real Media Player, and my Windows Media Player, and my iTunes. All these things are plugged into my web browser. And if any one of those has a new release that's not very secure, criminals will actually use that vulnerability in increasing numbers to try to infect my computer and then use my computer to accomplish their goals.
Were there any types of attacks that you saw a decrease of?
Yes, there was actually. an oldie but a goodie, the email virus. Back in 2002, 2003, you would see enormous number of emails that had an attachment, a Word doc, an executable that relied on the user clicking on that attachment to be infected. Of course, that's still out there. We saw some really clever UPS, you've got a package, click here, malware, but we saw that decrease significantly, in part because the web is such a better way to get people infected instead of the Word or the double-clicking method.
What do you think enterprises need to be the most worried about next year?
A couple things come to mind. One of them is definitely securing that web vector, making sure that your web browser at your hundreds or thousands of employees is as secure from malware as the email stream and the network connectivity that's secured by a firewall or an IPS. Another one then is to really take a look at the vulnerabilities and make sure that your security procedures internally around patching, around keeping things up to date, are better than they used to need to be in previous years. Because part of that criminal specialization is finding these exploits, finding these weaknesses in our software, and getting them published out there to lots of criminals much more quickly than we would have seen 1 or 2 years ago.
Tell us a little bit about how you put the report together.
This report was awesome. In the past, when we were Ironport, we had a small group of people and we worked on our security report. And I think in the past it was similar because there were the vulnerability researchers or the firewall guys or the IPS guys who would work together in small groups. For this one, it was like the greatest hits. We were able to get all the security research from, I don't know, 5 or 6 different groups representing over 500 different researchers and analysts. And then the hard part became, what do we leave out? You know, which groups are not going to have what they think are their greatest hits to make this into a 200-page document. So you're able to look at all that information and then figure out, you know, what really needs to rise to the fore. And then the most fun thing for me is, what do we pick to really illustrate things? Beyond just the raw numbers, you know, what are the stories we want to tell around the vulnerabilities, around the reputation hijacking, and then add that into the security report.
All right. Well, thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, my pleasure.